Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Democratic Party candidate for President John Delaney, who participated in the Ragbri ride from Indianola to Centerville.
Well, I'll just kind of ask, now that you're here in Indianola and you're getting ready to ride, what do you want to accomplish through this?
Well, I just want to, first of all, I want to experience it. It's such an amazing tradition that I wanted to be part of it. And, you know, we're going to interact with a bunch of folks out on the road, some of them from Iowa, some of them not, and just talk about, you know, the ride, how's it going, what's going on in the world, that kind of stuff.
Well, that's what was going to be my next question was, there's not only so many people here from Iowa, I talk to people from California, sure. I talk to people from Illinois, Missouri. How do you try and kind of fit all that in to not just being here in Iowa?
Well, you know, I just think whenever you're in a situation where people are enjoying what they're doing, they're generally in a good mood, and you can really have good, high-quality conversations. And, you know, it's not always just about politics. I mean, I suspect a lot of people riding don't want to talk about politics, and I can't blame them. They're here on vacation. They don't want to talk about all the garbage that's going on in Washington. But for those who want to chat politics, we'll talk politics. For those who want to talk about riding, we'll talk riding and where they're from. And, you know, it'd just be just connecting with people in a really nice way, actually.
Well, how is this event kind of unique in being able to kind of get that quite range of topics and being able to bike ride at the same time?
You know what I think is unique about this event is obviously you ride across the whole state. And Iowa is a beautiful state. And so much of Iowa is connected to its land because of how important agriculture is. And so you have an opportunity to actually experience the land while you're riding. And that really is the, you know, the foundation of the so much here in Iowa and the economy. So I think it's a nice way for Iowa to showcase this, you know, the fact that it feeds the country and the world. And you see it as you ride.
Well, what's going to be your message to riders here on this ride if they did want to talk politics?
I would say something like, listen, you know, something like Ragbri takes a lot of work to get it going. And a lot of people have to work together. And they pull it off every year. And that's what we need to start doing in Washington. We need to start working together and getting things done. Because that's what the American people need us to do.
What's been the feedback that you've received so far as you've kind of gone across Iowa? I know this is, you've been in Indianola before. How has that feedback gone so far?
It's gone great because, you know, Iowans are common sense folks. And I'm running on a common sense platform of getting America working again around real solutions, not impossible promises.
Well, I guess, first of all, I'll ask for the Ragbri ride itself. What have you seen so far from the riders in terms of what they bring to this ride?
Well, they're all wearing colorful outfits, so that's good to see. You know, you can tell there's a lot of teams out there riding.
Absolutely. And what have you seen from Iowa during this long process that, sorry, they're taking down a tent there in the background, but what have you seen during this long process? Because it has been, you know, quite the journey for you at this point. What have you seen change even over the last couple of months, if anything, in the political process? Or I guess, is there anything you kind of see the tide shifting one way or another?
I would say that people are starting to focus on it. You know, really in the last couple of months since the first debate, I hadn't really got the sense that a lot of voters were really focused on the 2020 race yet, but now they are. So that people are really dialing in is how I would describe it.
Well, if you have to try and connect to any of these Iowa voters, I guess, what do you think some of the things that you should focus on the most here?
We should focus on things that matter in their lives, like their health care, their jobs, their pay, what's going on in the public schools, and the opportunities for their kids. That's what I talk about. Those are the things that matter. The other issue that's big here is trade. You know, we're in this trade war we never should have been in. I'm the only candidate running who supported President Obama's to enter the Trans-Pacific Partnership, and I think it really hurt Iowa that we didn't do it.
All right, well, then how has Indianola been treating you this morning as you get ready to go to the next leg of Ragbri here?
So far, so good. You know, it's a beautiful morning, and, you know, what is it, 75 degrees, perfect weather? Can't wait to get out there.
Thanks to Representative John Delaney for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.